This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 5-day-long Tihar festival concludes after observing Bhai Tika yesterday with sisters offering Tika to their brothers. Additional 396 corona patients recovered in Nepal lately. Corona recovery rate now stands at 97.6%. And fleeing passengers shut down busy Spanish airport. Now, the news in detail. The 5-day-long festival of Tihar has concluded after observing Bhai Tika yesterday with sisters offering Tika to their brothers. On the occasion of Bhai Tika, sisters throughout the country offered Tika and garlands of flowers to their brothers, wishing them happiness, long life and prosperity. The brothers were seated at a specially anointed place around which a trail of mustard oil is drawn. They are also offered sweets, walnuts and sel roti, a special kind of bread cooked in oil. The brothers in return also offered Tika and presents to their sisters. The Bal Gopaleswar Temple at the center of Rani Pokhari in Kathmandu opened for the public on the occasion of Bhai Tika yesterday. The devotees worshipped in the temple while people with our brothers and sisters put Tika and exchanged greetings and presents among each other. The temple only opens for public on the day of Bhai Tika every year. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has offered Bhai Tika to her younger brother Degendra Pandey yesterday. The Bhai Tika ritual and ceremony took place at the office of the president in Sital Niwas. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun received Bhai Tika from his sisters at his office in Lainchaur. Similarly, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has received Bhai Tika from his sisters at the auspicious hour of 11:02 yesterday. The minister also offered presents to his sisters. Along with the minister, his four brothers also received Bhai Tika from their sisters. The country reported a total of 139 new cases of COVID-19 infections lately. According to Ministry of Health and Population, the new cases were detected from altogether 3,932 sample tests, with the number of active cases across the country is 8,144. Likewise, 396 patients recovered yesterday. The corona recovery rate in Nepal has now stood at 97.6%. The health ministry reported one COVID-related death lately. Similarly, a total of 1,985 doses of COVID vaccines were administered yesterday. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has concluded the convention of the party in 65 districts. The district conventions were held as the part of Central General Convention scheduled for November 27th to 29th in Kathmandu. Central member Sundar Pandey informed that the Central Election Committee of the party was assigned to conclude district conventions by November 9th. There are said to be disputes in some districts, including Therathum and Sankhwasava, in terms of selecting district representatives. The party, for the first time, is selecting the district representatives from among the active members. The Parsa police have arrested 47 fugitives who had been punished in different cases by the district court. District Police Office spokesperson Deputy Superintendent of Police Om Prakash Khanal said the arrest was made in a period of 3 months. The police have handed the arrestees to the court. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. One of Spain's busiest airports shut down for nearly 4 hours on Friday after an apparent attempt by migrants to enter the country illegally. A plane flying from Casablanca in Morocco to Istanbul, Turkey, was diverted to Palma de Mallorca after a medical emergency was reported abroad. When the jet landed, 21 passengers ran across the runways, reportedly escaping over the perimeter fence. Police later made arrest, but 12 were still on the run on Saturday. Police are investigating whether the group's escape from the plane was spontaneous or an elaborate plot to immigrate illegally. Police in Houston, Texas have opened a criminal investigation into the death at the AstroWorld Festival on Friday. At least 8 people have died and scores of people were hurt after a crowd surge on the opening night of the music event in Houston, Texas. The victims were aged between 14 and 27. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena said the investigation will review video from the scene and explore the causes behind the crowd surge and what prevented people from being able to escape that situation. Some 50,000 people were attending the 2-day outdoor event, which has now been cancelled. At least 98 people have died after a massive explosion when a fuel tanker collided with a lorry in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. Fuel spilled before igniting and resulting in fire engulfed bystanders and vehicles at a busy junction. Footage broadcast by local media outlets showed badly charred bodies in the streets or surrounding the tanker. After visiting the scene, Vice President Mohamed Zola said it was a national disaster. He said that the injured would receive free medical treatment. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Five-day-long Tihar festival concludes after observing Bhai Tika yesterday, with sisters offering Tika to their brothers. Additional 396 corona patients recovered in Nepal lately. Corona recovery rate now stands at 97.6%. And fleeing passengers shut down busy Spanish airport. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.